Okay, the connection to the Parshas Noach we'll get to in a moment. But what we have here in front of us is a famous shuva amongst those who know about the Chacham Tzvi, Tzvi Ashkenazi, the father of Yaakov Emden, from the end of the 17th century. So Tzvi Ashkenazi was a rav in his own right, besides for having a famous son of Yaakov Emden, who had a fight with Rav Yonah Snybishevitz and other issues, and other halachic issues as well. But the father, the Chacham Tzvi, also lived a very colorful life. He had positions of rabbanus in 7 or 8 different cities because he seemed to like a controversy wherever he went. And he's most famous. If anybody knows anything about the Chacham Tzvi, it is 2 days Yantif versus 1 day Yantif in Eretz Yisrael. Even though the Mechaber says that one should keep 2 days, the Chacham Tzvi says you keep 1 day when you visit Eretz Yisrael. That's what he's most famous for. And that's what puts him in the annals of famous halachic literature. And he has another famous tshuva about the chicken without a heart. They found a chicken, but there was no heart in it. So how could the chicken be alive if it didn't have a heart? And that's a whole explanation on its own as well. But this is, within the tier of his most renowned tshuvos, is tshuva Tzadi Gimel, 93, in the tshuvas Chacham Tzvi. And I'm not going to even tell you what it's about, because it's for the apparent off the bat. He writes as follows. It's not a long tshuva. He says, "Nistapakti Adam Hanota Aladei Sefer Yetzira." I was curious about an Adam, a person, a creation who is made through the Sefer HaYetzira. Now, before we get to the rest of the question, we need to know what the Sefer HaYetzira is. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Samachayim Beis tells us the name of Rabbah, that if a tzaddikim wanted, they could be totally sin-free. They could push themselves to the extent they would have no averos, and they could create a world. Tzaddikim have the ability, using Kabbalah and supernatural abilities, to create things in this world. They quote a pasuk, "Avnoseicha mahim avdilim." It's only because of your averos that prevent you from actually attaining this level of being like Hashem. So, what did Rava do to prove his point? He created a man. He used Kabbalah, as Rashi says. He used the Sefer Hayetzira, as the Seder Harokeach writes. The Sefer Hayetzira is the book of Kabbalah that is ascribed to Avram Avinu, based on things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. So he made a person, and he sent this person, this man, to Rav Zeira. And Rav Zeira was talking with the man that he created, and he saw the man wasn't talking back. He was just staring blankly at him. So Rav Zeira figured out that the creation in front of him was not a human being, in fact, as the Gemara says. It was this creation, this golem, as we use in common parlance, this being that looks like a human being, but was created through the use of practical Kabbalah. And he said to him, "You're not a real person. It must be that a Chacham created you." And he told him to return to the dust, and the golem disappeared. It fell into whatever it was, and he got rid of it. So this is the Gemara's account of someone or something created through the Sefer HaYetzira using this work of Kabbalah. This is brought lahalacha, by the way, in the tour in Yoredei and Kufay and Tes, which is the Simanim regarding Kishuf, regarding magic and other mystical ideas. So the tour writes that it's mutter to create someone from the Sefer Yetzirah. If a person is able to do such a thing and they have such capabilities, the Shulchan Aruch says it is 100% mutter lahalacha if you can do that. There is a piece in the Chut Shani, Rav Nissen Karelitz of Bnei Brak, has his Sefer on Pesach. So he has random topics at the end of the Sefer on Pesach. So he writes there that maybe you'll say it's a violation of creating a graven image. We know that the Ten Commandments tell us we cannot make graven images of Hashem. It says at the end of Parshas Yisro as well, "Lo sa'asuni ti," you should not make an image that reflects a human being. And you shouldn't make busts of people or a full facial 3D images of people. So how can you make a Sefer Yetzirah? So the Rav Nissen Karelitz says it's not a problem. This is not what the Torah is talking about. It's talking about something else. He doesn't explain why. But you should know as well, it's mutter, and it's not a problem of creating an image, human image, if a person is capable of that. Okay? So with that in mind, let's turn now to the Chacham Tzvi. He says, "I'm unsure about a person created through the Sefer HaYetzirah. Ka'osa she'amru b'Sanhedrin," like the one described in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that we just spoke about, with Rava Bragavra, where he created a man. "V'chein ha'idu al ziknei ha'ga'on, moreno harav elyo avbeisin dekila k'dosha chelm." Chelm actually was a city of great Tamei Chachamim. It is not a city of fools, as it was lambasted by the Maskilim in the end of the 20th century. that was made up by the Maskilim to make fun of the from Jews, but really Chelm was a great city of Talmidei Chachamim. So Rav Eliyahu, the Avbeis in Chelm, there's a story that's recorded that he made a golem. So what you want to know more about the story? So you have to look to Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Chacham Tzvi's son writes in the Tshuva Shelis Yairitz in Chelek Aleph Siman Pei Beis that his father is referring to a case where his relative made a person with the Sefer Yetzirah, but the creation acted in a dangerous way, whatever happens, like is the fable of the Maharal of Prague and his golem, and it was going to hurt someone, and he went and he took the shemos that were on the forehead of this golem. He went to remove it, and it scratched him, and he had a scar on his face for the rest of his life. But as he before he got rid of the golem, this creation, it scratched him, and he had this with it on his face for the rest of his life as well. So the question is whether such a being can be made and combined for a minion and for other Dvarim Shebekdusha. He writes, Mi mitstarif la'asara. Can this thing be the tenth man for a minion? Sometimes it's tough. Maybe in the winter you can't get a minion. So maybe you'll make a golem instead. And that will be useful in order to finish the minion. L'dvarim hatzrichim asara kagon kadosh or kedusha, whatever it may be. Mi aminan. So he says, this is the chakira. He says, Kevin Dichsivit says in Sefer Vayikra, V'nikdashri besoch b'nei Yisrael. And maybe the Torah says for a minion you need to have Yisrael lo mitzarech. He's not Yisrael, he's a golem. But he's not a Jew, he's this creation. So how can I say, if I don't have a Jew, that this is going to be a minion? Oh, perhaps. Dilma Kevin to Kaimelon b'Sanhedrin. We have a different Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, Hemegadel yasum besoch b'sa ma'alav akasuv kilu yoldo. If you raise an orphan in your house, it's as if you gave birth to it because you brought life. You gave the ability to continue on to this young child who does not have the ability, and as if you gave birth to the child. Midichsev, why? Chameshes b'nei Michal, it brings a pasuk to support this. V'chi Michal yalda v'halo meirav yalda, ela meirav yalda Michal gadla. Michal raised the child as if Michal gave birth to the child. Hachinami, kevan shemaisa yudei hem shal tzadikim hu havalei b'chlal b'nei Yisrael. Since it was created by a tzaddik, it's like the child of a tzaddik, and therefore maybe it has a shame Yisrael. Maybe we can treat it like a Jew in regard to combining this creation
is there a neshama involved over here?
We will have to discuss that as well. All these things. We'll say out the chachamsi, and then we'll try to pick it apart. The actions of tzaddikim are their creations. It's like their children themselves. These are the two sides of the chakir. The Chazon Ish, by the way, discusses this in Yeradei and Kufta Zayin, and he doesn't understand what the chachamsi is talking about. He says, forget about if it's Yisrael. The question is if it's even Adam. It's not even a human being. It's Pashut. It's surely not a Jew. The whole suffix is if it's even a human being, says the Chazon Ish. So he doesn't even understand where the Chacham Tzvi starts the question from. Nevertheless, let's continue the Chacham Tzvi. He argues as follows. Venerally, to cave unto Eshkechan the Rabbi Zera, when we discussed the story of Rabbi Zera and how he got rid of the golem, to Amar Man Chavraya, Astov la'afrach, you are not a human being, you should go back to the dust. Harei shehargu, he killed him. That's essentially what he did. He killed this creation. V'isaka daitach, and then perhaps you will tell me, sheyesh bo to'elis letzarfo la'asara v'chol davar shebekdusha, l'haya rav zera ma'avir min ha'olam. If there was a purpose, if you would have served a purpose to count for a minion, why would rav zera have gotten rid of him? What was the purpose of simply, killing him, so to speak, if he could have served a purpose for a minion? So therefore it must be that it shouldn't count for a davar shebekdusha, because it would have served a purpose, he wouldn't have gotten rid of him. Da'af she'en bo iser shvichas damim, and certainly there is no shvichas damim, there's no prohibition to kill a golem, or someone created through the Sefer HaYetzirah. Why? This week's parsha. Tahachi da'ikra, what does it say in this week's parsha? It says the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a drasha, but it's not the same drasha over here. Shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishafech. Right, that's what the pasuk says. The pasuk says that only a man who was created, right, that such a thing, it would be a prohibition to kill him. This is the source of murder, the prohibition of murder, even for B'nai Noach, even for non-Jews, and this is also the source for the prohibition of suicide as well, that a person should not take their own life. So he says, Dafka Adam hanotzer toch Adam. What is considered an Adam? What has shame Adam? if it is created inside another person, if it comes from the womb, created inside the womb of a human being, only that is considered Adam. Dehainu, Uber, Hanotzer, B'may Imo, a fetus created inside the mother's womb, Hu Dechayv Aleh B'Shem Shvichas Damim. Only that carries a prohibition of Shvichas Damim. Yatza Ho Gavra Debara Rava Shonasa Kamaisa Isha. This person created the Sefer Yetzirah was not created through a human being. It was created by this rabbi, and therefore it didn't have the status of a human being, and there's no Isser Shvichas Damim. It's mutter to kill someone created through Sefer Yetzirah. Mikamakam Kevin Sheish Batuelis Lohaya Lola Virmin Olam. But nevertheless, maybe there was a practical aspect that it could have counted for a million, and he shouldn't have done that. So we must see from here the fact that he got rid of this creation that such a golem does not count for a minion. Ad Khan, the Chacham Tzvi, in its first version. And he publishes this and it goes out into the world. There is a very big response to the Chacham Tzvi's words on a number of different areas. So let's go piece by piece. Not here on the sheet, there's too many Mara Makomos. We'll tell them outside until we get to the end. The first is from the Sefer Sidrei Taros. The Sidrei Taros, asks questions, but before that, I just want to raise one question from the from Rav Tzadok HaKohen. Rav Tzadok HaKohen has a Sefer called Divrei Chalomos. So that is a collection of the dreams that he had, and he wrote down the dreams. Rav Tzadok HaKohen had very fascinating dreams. They were all halachic dreams. So he had these halachic discussions in his dreams. So he writes on Beis Shvat, Parshas Bo, that he thinks that perhaps this case he would combine for a Zimun. You could use him for three for a Zimun, but not for a minion. That's debated as well. He has a whole cheshbon as why it would work for a Zimun. It's not Tavashu Kedusha, but it might count for a Zimun. But we should just be aware of such an opinion. So
you're assuming the golem is a male, right?
What?
You're assuming the golem is a male.
That what seems to be the assumption. Maybe that might be a chauvinistic understanding, but they seem to be understanding that the golem is a male. So the Sidrei Taros writes as follows. He writes in his Pershan Olos, and also I saw that Rav Asher Weiss writes the same thing in Parshas Vayira and the Minchas Asher. He finds the entire drasha strange, since we don't find this anywhere in Shas. Everyone seems to forget that the Chacham Tzvi made up a drasha. But it's only a human being if it comes out of a mother's womb. That's the only thing we consider a human being. He says, according to the logic of the Chacham Tzvi, it would have been mutter to kill Adam HaRishon, because Adam didn't come from the mother's womb. So according to that, it would have been mutter to go kill Adam HaRishon. Is that the logical conclusion? That seems a bit outlandish. I think we would all assume that it would have been usher to go and kill Adam HaRishon, no different than anyone else, even though it was just created by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ish Chai, writes in his Perish in Sanhedrin, he asks why the Chacham Tzvi didn't ask about a woman created the Sefer Yetzirah, and whether she would have been able to be Mekabel Kedushin to get married. That's the Ben Yehoyada's question. Maybe that should have been a question, but he doesn't raise that issue as well over here. So the Gilyoni Ashas, from Yosef Engel, the Rav of Krakow, writes in Sanhedrin and Zion of the Beis, that the Gemara learns from the pasuk of Shofech Dam HaDam HaDam Yidamo Yishafech, the pasuk in our parsha, that there is a prohibition of Shichas Damim for a guy as well, like we said before. So he said, if the Chacham Tzvi is correct, that this pasuk is telling us that it's only usur to kill a person who came from a mother's womb, then how come the Gemara didn't say that, right? The Gemara should have said, oh, we can't use that pasuk that it's usur to kill a guy, then we should have used that pasuk over here. So the Gilyoni Ashas thinks the whole thing is very strange as well. And then he continues, he thinks that maybe there's a middle ground. He says maybe something created from the Sefer HaYetzirah is human, but it's neither Jew, but it's neither God. So Yosef Engel wants to suggest that there's a middle ground. You can be a thing that's a human being, but not a Jew and not a God. And what is that? Something created through the Sefer HaYetzirah. And therefore, maybe that's why we need this additional pasuk to tell us about this, that maybe it would be permissible to kill in such a case.
That's not considered B'tzamim Elokim?
That's what he wants to say. It's neither nor. It's not a guy, it's not a Jew, it's this new thing that's not even B'tzamim Elokim. And therefore it would be mutter to kill. That's what Yosef Engel says. The Kilas Yaakov, the Sifler, has a famous piece in Bava Kamma, Siman Mem Hei, discussing damages that are done B'derech Skuli. Let's say I give someone an ayin hara, or I use some sort of segula to hurt a human being. Do I have to pay damages for that? The Sifler discusses. So he says that something like that is not direct damage, or it's not considered even direct murder, because it's being carried out by the basin Shamaira. If I daven that someone should get hurt, or I use an ayin hara that someone should get hurt, so I'm not doing it. That's happening because the basin Shamayim is taking out my tefillah on this person. One could argue that when a person ends the life of such a creature created by the Sefer Yetzirah, it's not a fair comparison to a regular murder, because it's a life that's ending al pi Kabbalah, meaning I'm using Kabbalistic ideas to end the life of this creation. And therefore, we could use this type as well to say that it might not be a problem as well. The Acharonim then argue on the entire premise of the Chacham Tzvi. His son, Rav Yaakov Emden, in the Tshuva says that such a creation is lesser than a Cheder Shotz V'Katan. It's lesser than a child or someone who doesn't have any das regarding a minion. And he says, those three, we discussed in the past using a child to be the tenth person, but someone who's a shota recher, she don't combine it for a minion. So how can a person say, even think, or have the premise that this creation would be kosher to make a minion? He says he doesn't understand sentences. It only reacts to commands and motions like an animal. He says if an animal doesn't count for a minion, then why should this thing? It's like just like a giant animal that walks on two legs. That's all this thing is. And the Chida in his Sefer Mara Sa'ayim in Sanhedrin understands that the person created through Sefer Yetzirah is a behema, just like Rav Yaakov Emden says as well. And the Birka Yosef writes here in Simon and Hein or Achaim that this is certainly no better than a Cheresh who doesn't count for minions. So critique number one was that, you know, it's not even a human being. And number two, he says, even if it is some sort of creation, it's no better than an animal. You'd count a cow for a minion. It reacts the same way to something created through Sefer Yetzirah. You certainly wouldn't count it as there. Next, the Tshuvas of the Ma'ari Asad, the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, writes in Chelek Aleph that according to the Taz in the Pri Chadash, a person who is sleeping doesn't count for a minion, because why, says the Pri Chadash? Not because he's not paying attention. Because a person who's sleeping loses a piece of their neshama. Right? We know that sleeping is a 60th of death, and a little bit of time of Misa when a person is sleeping, and they lose an aspect of their neshama. And that's why they don't count for a minion, because they're lacking a chelek of Elokai Mimal, a piece of that neshama that makes them Jewish for the minion. So the Ma'ari Asad then goes on to say, such a person only has part of the soul. It's called ruach, but he lacks the aspect of neshama. We know that there's nefesh, ruach, and neshama that makes up a person's soul. So they're lacking a part of it. So the Chacham Tzvi must follow the Shulchan Aruch HaMagen and Avraham, who allow a sleeping person to count for a minion. And he says that the Ma'ari Asad says that this is all very nice, but it's not halacha lemaisa. And he leaves it at that. So that's the third critique, that the Sefer Hetzirah creation is lacking a chelik of a neshama that makes him able to count for a minion. Next, the Chida writes in the Machzik Bracha, citing the Beis Yosef in the Rivash, that tefillah requires das. In order to dav, you need to have an intellectual understanding of what you are doing, right? We tell, for example, parents, when teaching their children to make brachos, very often they start too early. You should not teach a child to make brachos until they know that they're making the bracha to someone, to Hashem. To just mimic the words of the bracha is meaningless. You're just teaching a child to make mechanical brachos. It's poor chinuch. And therefore, if a person doesn't daven or make brachos unless he knows unto who he is davening, if that is the case, then this creature is also not a bar das. This creature doesn't know that he would daven in a minyan and it would count and should go towards a Kaddish Baruch Hu. He doesn't know about a Kaddish Baruch Hu. This is the sheet of the Kli Chamda as well. And the Torah Chayim of Yaakov Shom Sofer argues that this should depend on the machlokas of whether we combine a child for the tenth as well. Meaning, do you need to have das, or do you not need to have das? We've discussed that as well, that by policy we don't combine a katan for a minyan. That is critique number 4 or 5. I forgot what we're up to. Critique number 6, perhaps. Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolios is the one of the great poskim, writes in the Ma'alos Yuchsin, which is cited in the Shem HaGadolim HaChadash. So he writes that he was younger, he was learning this tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi with his father. He was a young boy, and he was learning this fantastical tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi with his father, and he thought of support for the Chacham Tzvi. He thought of a raya to back up the Chacham Tzvi's argument. So he says as follows. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Zayin says, Ma'aseh b'Rav Eliezer shenichnas l'beis haknesses v'lo matza asara v'shichra avdo v'ashlim al asara. Rav Eliezer came to Davin. They didn't have a minion, but he had a slave with him. A slave doesn't count for a minion, so what did he do? He freed him, and therefore when he freed him, he became like Yisrael, and then they had 10 for a minion. So the Gemara then asks, V'hama Rav Yehuda kol m'shachra avdo over b'esei, isn't it a violation of a positive commandment in the Torah to free an eved before his time, it says, La'olam behem ta'avodu. The slave has to work for you until the time is up. It would violate a positive commandment to free the slave early. L'davar mitzvah shiny, says the Gemara. No, but this is for a mitzvah, and therefore we'll allow it in this case in order to make the minyan. Hababa mitzvah deravim shiny, he says, ah, but it came through an aveiri. You did an aveiri to do a mitzvah. So he said, no, this is a mitzvah for the public. It's not just a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to make sure the whole klal had a minyan to daven properly as well. So we know that Rabbi Eliezer was one of the great mekubalim of his generation. How do we know this? Because the Zohar tells us an amazing story that when Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was about to die, Rabbi Akiva came to visit him. And Rabbi Akiva asked his Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus to teach him the secrets of the Torah. So Rabbi Eliezer agreed, and he began to teach him about Maisa Merkava and all these different Kabbalistic ideas, and all the Kedusha, and a fire came down and surrounded them. And afterwards, Rabbi Eliezer started to teach him the secrets of Shir HaShirim and all the deep Kabbalistic ideas in the beautiful book of Shir HaShirim. And every single pasuk he would reveal 2,000s and thousands of perushim and secrets involved al Torah Sasod of Shir HaShirim until all of the Kedusha overtook them, and Rabbi Akiva was crying because he couldn't handle all of the deep areas of the Torah that Rabbi Eliezer was teaching him. And he was so scared of all the deep secrets of the Torah that are being revealed. So we see already that Rabbi Eliezer was a great Mekubal. So says Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolyos, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer just make a creation out of the Sefer Yetzirah? No? Right? Why do you have to go and free a slave? The Gemara says, oh, it's usher to free a slave. You shouldn't have done it. It's a mitzvah. If Rabbi Eliezer was such a great Kabbalist and knew all these secrets of the Torah, he should have taken out the Sefer Yetzirah, 1, 2, 3, made a golem, and got on with the minyan. But he didn't do that. He didn't use it. So it must be that, perhaps, he doesn't combine for a minyan. I saw the same idea in the Zecha Yehosef of Yosef Stern as well. He writes the same idea here in the Gemara in Brachos. And the Gilyone HaShas in Sanhedrin explains that someone created with the Sefer Yetzirah is like an Eved Knaini. He has the status of a non-Jewish slave because he's owned by his master. And therefore, it wouldn't have helped to free him. It would have been the same thing. To make the Sefer Yetzirah would have just put him back in the same spot, because you didn't just create another person, you created a person who's no different than the slave that you already own. So that is that proof over there. In addition, continues Ephraim Zalman Margolyos, that when the brothers of Yosef needed to combine a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a tenth for the basin to make the cherem, that no one should reveal what happened to Yosef. We're all familiar, right? That they wanted to make promise no one should reveal, so they forced Hashem to be the tenth for the basin. Why? Because there was only 9 of them, and you needed 10 for the basin to make the cherem. What's the obvious question? The brothers should have gone and made a person to Sefer Yetzirah. How do we know that the brothers could have made a person through the Sefer Yetzirah to make the 10th person? How do we know? Because we know that the Medrash says that Yosef was being Motzi Shemra, was speaking Lashon Hara about them, telling the father that they were eating Eiver Menachai. The brothers were ripping off parts of animals and eating them. So the Shla writes in his Perish in Parshas Vayeshev, now what happened? The brothers were making animals through the Sefer Yetzirah. And then that type of animal, you can do whatever you want. It doesn't need Shrita. So we see that the brothers already knew how to use Kabbalah to make things that they learned from their great-grandfather, Avram Avinu. They already had the ability to do this. Asks from Ephraim Zalman Margolyos, why didn't they just go and make a 10th person? Why do you have to schlep a Kadosh Baruch Hu into this? They should have made a golem and made him have the 10th person, make the base, and put the chayim that no one should talk about Yosef. Mikan, from here, what do we see? It doesn't count. It must be that the person created with the Sefer Yetzirah is not going to count as well. It must be totally meaningless. The Sefer Yechabed Av cites a Ksav Yad of the Chacham Tzvi that was in possession of the Rav Baruch Tam, Rav Baruch Frankel, who makes the same point regarding the brothers in Yosef as well. In addition, the Lakutei Chaver Ben Chaim notes that the Chacham Tzvi assumes that the creature from the Sefer Yetzirah was alive for 13 years. You have to be bar mitzvah to count for a minyan. I made him 5 seconds ago. How am I supposed to count for a minyan? How old is he? So he says, I make the Sefer Yetzirah creation and I keep him around for 13 years. It seems to be a big waste of time. It's unclear what makes someone a gadol in this regard. What are we left with when we make such a person? Next, the Kari Hadat writes in Arachayim Nechela Gimel and the Ber Hatev as well regarding who counts for a minyan. And they cite the Chacham Tzvi. And this leads to the second point of the Shia, and that is, who cares? This is all very, it was all very exciting, and it was definitely a lot of interesting Torah, but at the end of the day, what is the point of the tshuva, and what are we supposed to do with it? What's the walk away, halacha l'maisa, from such a thing? And I want to raise the question even more, because the Mishnah Brura quotes the Chacham Tzvi, and that's the biggest pella. That's the strangest thing out of the whole discussion. If you look here, the Mishnah Brura writes in Siman Nun Hei Norachayim in Sifkat and Dalim, Adam Hanota Ayidei Sefer Yitzira im Mitzaref LeYud UleChol Davar Shebekdusha. If I make a person Sefer Yitzira writes the Chafetz Chaim, does he count for something that is a Davar Shebekdusha? Ayin Shuvos Chacham Tzvi Siman Sadi Gimel. Go see over there what they write about this. And that's the most difficult thing. The Chafetz Chaim Mishnah Brura is a sefer of practical halacha. This is not happening in 99.99999% of the cases. Why does the Chafetz Chaim go out of the way to tell us this halacha? There are many outlandish shuvas about many, many improbable things all over the corpus of halacha for the last 1,000 years. Why does the Chafetz Chaim feel the only place in all of his commentary that I'm aware of in Shulchan Aruch to bring something that is practical Kabbalah, something so mystical that it would never ever be applicable to almost anyone using the Mishnah Brura? And that's the question. So I want to suggest an answer that I saw in the beautiful Sefer from Rabbi Yosef Lawrence. Rabbi Yosef Lawrence is the son of Rabbi Shlomo Lawrence, who was a big askan in Eretz Yisrael in the days of the Chazanish, the Biskarav. They wrote up a lot of his memories about the Talmid Chachamim that he met. So this is his son. His son has a sefer called Klios Edosecha, which is all about halacha and like mystical wild things that go on in halacha. So he wants to suggest a beautiful answer. He says, he strengthens the question by saying, if there is such a havamina, then why not ask if it's chayv mitzvahs in general? Why we get so brought up in the Devarim Shebekdusha, whether it counts for a minyan. So he writes as follows. And he says, first of all, the whole issue in the Chacham Tzvi is, can we be used in the specific case as the tenth man? We're not arguing, by the way, that you can make, not you have one person, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, there's no Maariv left available, so you whip out the Sefer Yetzirah and you say, let's make 9 golems, and we'll daven Maariv, and then everyone will go to sleep. It's only for the tenth person. No different than a katan. So that's point number one he wants to raise. And then he wants to make the following point. Look in the Shach, in Yoridei and Kufay and Tess, Sif Katan Yudches. The Shach, on that comment of the Shulchan Aruch about it's mutzud to create Sefer Tzira, writes something so fascinating and so beautiful. He says, V'alidei Sefer Yetzira, mutzud l'asos l'chachila. It's mutzud 100%. There's no problem making something with the Sefer Yetzira. The Shemos HaKodeshem, because these are using Hashem's holy names. Vashem Yisparach Nasan Behem Koach, and Hashem has given us the ability, Sheyuchol Lepoa Al Yedeim, you can use them in a practical way. Vachasidim Vanevim, and the righteous and the prophets, Vahapoa Behem, and those who do use the Sefer Yetzirah and bring about practical Kabbalah, Mare Gdulaso Ugvuraso Shal Hashem Yisparach. Says the Shach, the whole purpose of this is to show the greatness of Hashem. To show that there are people in the world who can attain great levels of ability and access areas of the Torah that are off limits to most of the population. And it shows the greatness and the godless of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that there can be such a thing in this world as someone who can create something from nothing. Ah, she is asku behem b'kedusha v'tara. If you do, it has to do with holiness, with purity. Ulitzorech kedushas Hashem. It needs to be lishma, laman Hashem. Ulitzorech mitzvah rabba, or for a great mitzvah. Asher lo nimsa zebedoros halalu. We cannot do this in our generations. Bavinoseinu harabim, because of our many sins. Va'afilu bizmanehem. And even in the older generations. Matzinu shenena shishayo alzeh. We find the shayo was punished because of this. But kol shekein bezman hazeh, even more so nowadays, she'ev shor lenohog betara v'kedusha, you cannot act in such ways of purity nowadays. We are so far gone. V'rachmana liba bay. And Hashem desires your hearts. And that's the reason why the Mishnah Berurah brings it. He does not bring the whole Tshuva Chacham Tzvi. You should know that, by the way, if you're stuck one day, you should take out the Sefer Tzvi. The Mishnah Berurah, as he does in many places, is giving a short and subtle Musar Shmuz. Just like he writes about in areas regarding kas, and he writes in certain areas about Shmiras HaLashon, and he writes in certain areas about proper conduct b'nei chavero, the Mishnah Berurah very subtly is telling us, by the way, this is possible. It is something that exists. You should know that it is in the realm of possibility, and it is here to show us the greatness of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There are such people who can access such things, and it is part of the tradition of the Jewish people that something like this can go on. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, I'm just giving you a little hint. In the middle of the laws of who counts for a minion, you should be aware that there's a tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. And I'm not going to tell you what he passed on to Halacha L'maisa. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't tell us Halacha L'maisa, because he doesn't care what the Halacha L'maisa is. All he cares about, you should know, that such things exist, and it's the Kiddush Hashem, and it's something that the Jewish people should know about. One more halachic point, who raises this issue, the Darchei Tshuva. The Munkach Rav writes in Hilcha Shchita, in Simen Zayin, in Sifkat Nir Aleph, the Darchei Tshuva has a discussion whether you can have a golem, someone created through Sefer Yetzirah, shecht, while you stand over him to make sure the Shchita is good. If you're tough, if you're short on Shoftim. That's a discussion as well. There are further discussions regarding creations of the Sefer Yetzirah, perhaps for another time. The other major discussion is, can you do this on Shabbos? That's number two in this discussion. And number three is, what's the status of an animal created with the Sefer Yetzirah, kashrus, shrita, simanim, things like that. Perhaps we'll address that at another time.